Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you're talking golf in Charlotte, he's got to be one of the top authorities. Ron Green Jr. covered it for The Observer for years. He writes for the Global Golf Post. If you're a golf nut, make sure you read it. GlobalGolfPost.com. And Ron Green Jr. joins us here on the Mac Attack. Ron, it is always a pleasure. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad they're ready to go this week. And I guess they're already going now. I haven't quite gotten out there yet, but I'm talking to you guys, and heading over should be fun. I mean,
yeah, Ron, we're not out there yet either because Mac is too loud for the course, so we're at our homes. But let us know how it is out there.
That is true. That is sad, but true. But you're right, Ron. I got to stop talking future tense. This thing is underway as we speak. Talk to us first about the field for this tournament. This feels like a, you know, I'm not going to say a major field, but it feels like, as far as non-majors go, this is a damn good field this week. This time frame, 2 weeks for the PGA, is great timing for them, right?
Yeah, it really is a terrific field. I mean, the kind of field we got accustomed to for so many years at the Wells Fargo Championship. And in the same way the tour schedule sort of builds from March in Florida up through the Masters, and players sort of play their way into it, I think we're starting sort of a second wave of that now with Wells Fargo. 2 weeks from now is the players, the PGA Championship down in Kiowa. 2 weeks after that, the Memorial. 2 weeks after that, the U.S. Open. So it's a big, big stretch of golf now again. And so in the three-week period after Augusta, a lot of guys take some time off. Some of us particularly like going to Hilton Head the week after, so we consider that a mini-major too. But I think this is just a perfect restarting point. It's a big, hard golf course. I think the rain earlier this week softened it up some, make it play a little longer, but be interesting to see how firm they can get the greens because they do have the sub-air system there, which can pull the moisture out. I think it's a really, really good test. It looks just spectacular out there. You occasionally hear people say it's the best it's ever been. Well, yeah. I've been out there for years, even worked out there back in the 70s. It's hard to imagine it looking better than it looks right now.
Sweet.
We're talking to Ron Green Jr., Global Golf Post, here on the Mac Attack on the Technicom guest line. Ron, with the way he's played since March 1st and the way he plays this course, is Justin Thomas your favorite entering this tournament?
I would probably say so if he can make some putts. He hit it really well last week at the Valspar Championship and just drove himself crazy about burning edges. Didn't make much of anything. I mean, he'll rank first, second, third in almost every ball striking category, and I think he was 67th among the 70 or so who made the cut in strokes gained putting. So it just tells you if he can make some putts, he's right there. And he spent a lot of time sort of grinding over that here early in the week at Quail Hollow. I mean, we know what he did the 2017 PGA Championship here, and he's a guy who, when he's on, he can beat anybody. And I just think he's that close, and I feel like he might be ready to go on another little tear.
We're talking with Ron Green Jr., Global Golf Post, about the Wells Fargo Championship starting today and just an amazing field. I think I had read seven of the top 10 golfers in the mix this weekend. Ron, you mentioned the course. Let's talk about that a little bit. That's one of the stars every time we have this event at Quail Hollow. How do you expect it to play this week? What have you noticed this week in terms of how the course might play and what type of tournament, what type of scores we're looking for this week? What's your guess on that?
Well, I think part of the fun of having PGA Tour events, particularly in person, is you want to see how good these guys are. I mean, I know some people love to watch the U.S. Open and see the carnage and the bogeys and all that. Well, we get to see plenty of that when we go out and play ourselves. I like to see them make birdies and the occasional eagle. And, if they can shoot 12 under par, I think that's a good target score for tournaments because you get to see enough birdies, but you know that the bogeys are out there too. So I think they'll set it up very fairly. I think they it's a golf course that gives you a lot of risk reward possibilities. I mean, we know what the last four or five holes are. Just standard, you step up on that 14th tee with that drivable par four, and see what you know. You can make two if you're good enough, or you can pull it left and make a mess of it. 15th, a chance you can get on the green and two, make eagle there. And then the last three holes, I mean, you could write a book on the last three holes at Quail Hollow. As David Toms showed way back in 2003 in the first one of these tournaments, it truly isn't over till you get through that 18th hole there. So I think we're going to see some low scores, but I think we'll see some guys who we think are going to play well who walk off shaking their head, shooting 74, 75, wondering how that happened.
We do have some breaking news while we're talking to you, Ron. Ron Green Jr., Global Golf Post here on the MacAttack. Webb Simpson, Charlotte native, had to withdraw from the tournament this morning due to a sore neck. So Webb Simpson will not be competing at Quail Hollow this year. It's breaking news there. Ron, who's an under-the-radar guy that you think could have a good weekend here?
Joaquin Niemann. He's a guy who you may sort of vaguely know the name, but I think he's leading the tour now. Most cuts made. Quietly just becoming a really, really good player who sort of puts himself there every week. What is he? I think 22 years old, can just really play. And his identity is just rising quickly on the PGA Tour. He's going to be a guy a year from now in September when the PGA, when the President's Cup comes, he's going to be part of that. He's a really, really good player you may not know a whole lot about. I'm not saying he's going to be like Rory, when Rory won here the first time, and I remember going in the Observer office the next day, and people saying, who's that guy who won the Wells Fargo, well, I guess the Quail Hollow Championship? I said, he's the guy who's going to win tons more, and we are a decade later. And I mean, that was not exactly Nostradamus saying that. I'll go with Joaquin Niemann as my sort of dark horse this week.
Okay, all right. We're going to keep an eye on him. We're going to track him for you. What do you think about, and I can't help it, Bryson DeChambeau, to me, brings sizzle to any tournament he's in. And I'm very interested to see how will he play Quail Hollow, how will the course and him get along. What do you think? He tees off today, 12:43 off one. What's your feeling on DeChambeau and Quail Hollow and how that might go?
Well, I think he's a great curiosity and sort of the must-see guy every time you go to a tournament. I mean, I was at Bay Hill earlier this year when people were flocking out there to see him try to drive it over that lake on that big par 5-6 hole, and he did it, and you know, raised his hands in triumph, sort of created his own logo in the process there. I'm anxious to see him. I want to see where he hits it on 15. I want to see where how far down the hill he can drive it on one. He has a unique approach to the game, and it hasn't worked particularly well at the Masters, where I think he kind of overthinks it. And we haven't seen him play for 3 weeks. So I'm really anxious to see where he is with his game, how he feels about it. Because it seems like every time he goes away for a few weeks and comes back, something's changed.
Yeah.
Whether he's taken a few pounds off, whether he's put a few pounds on, whether he's got a new driver. What was he working with at Augusta? Like a 4.5 degree, 5.5 degree driver. I mean, you know, that's sort of like just hitting it with a brick. And he can hit it so far. He will be easy to find at Quail Hollow if you're out there, because he's going to be where most of the people are.
He's a polarizing figure. Opinions vary on him. Mac likes watching him a lot. Do you think he's good for the sport, that characters like that are good for golf?
Absolutely. I think golf needs characters. Tiger was a unique character. Phil has been a character just because of his style and obviously his huge success. I think Rory's a character. I think there aren't that many guys who truly move the needle. I think Rory does it. I think Jordan Spieth does it. Unfortunately, he doesn't play here typically because he commits to the Texas tournaments.
Yeah.
But I think Bryson does it. We talk about him. He is probably the most talked about player. We've talked a lot about Rory in the last 6 or 8 months because he hasn't played very well. But Bryson DeChambeau, he's the conversation starter, and everybody has an opinion. I think he's very interesting. Is it the kind of golf I love to watch? Maybe not, but I can't quit watching it.
And I can't either. And I'm kind of more of a casual golf fan. I think, I'm the type of guy that golf wants to get watching more than just majors and the players and stuff like that. And he does that for me. And that's a huge get for Quayle this week. All right, last question. No pressure here or anything, but you've given us Neiman to watch as kind of a, dark horse. Who is your pick to win at Quayle this weekend?
Well, my sentimental pick would be Harold Varner, who says, yes, other guys try to peak for majors. I'm trying to peak for Quayle Hall. And, he's a member out there now. He's going to be a dad, I think, in October. I mean, he needs that person. I think that would be just an enormous story, and at the right place and all that. So that's the sentimental one. But I think you touched on it earlier. I'm riding the Justin Thomas train right now.
All right, so you're going JT. I can never fault you for that choice. By the way, check out all the great golf coverage, globalgolfpost.com. And on there, I mean, they're covering Quayle. They're covering everything, including this whole, Premier Golf League startup thing. They're trying to pull guys away. Good stuff on there as well. And Ron Green Jr., make sure you follow him if you're interested in Quayle this weekend, at Ron Green Jr., JR, at Ron Green JR. Thank you, Ron. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
We'll keep the voice down and come on out to the golf tournament.
That's a miracle. You're asking for miracles.
That's true. I'll try. Let me try. Thank you, Ron. We appreciate it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.